Okay.
Welcome to the ProWrestling.net podcast for Monday, June 15, 2015. I am Jason Powell, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Davey Richards, who is here to help promote TNA Impact Wrestling, which airs Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern on Destination America. Davey, I have to start with this. Congratulations on your marriage to Angelina Love. How's married life treating you thus far?
Oh, it's great. We made it official just a little bit ago, and we're actually out in Seattle now. I met her parents back in April, and then she's meeting my mom. We're hanging out here in Seattle, so it's been good so far. It ain't Florida weather, but I think she's getting used to it.
I'm just curious, did you guys know each other prior to TNA, or was this kind of a whirlwind romance?
No, it's, I was always in Japan in Ring of Honor. I didn't pay much attention to TNA, so I heard the name maybe a couple times, but nothing ever stuck with me. I guess you'd heard of my name, and I just, me and Eddie were walking around a corner after catering the day she made her debut, and I saw her, and I was just like, oh, man, kind of fell in love at first sight, and just took some time to get the courage to talk to her, and finally, after we taped TV in New York City in January, I just kind of, she was sitting on a couch, and I said, hey, you want to go out with me? And, just really just hit it off from there, man. It just kind of, everything just clicked and fell into place, and 5 months later, we're married.
Well, very cool. Do you think someday we'll see beautiful wolves? I think that sounds better than wolf people, little babies running around.
Well, yeah. Wolf children.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. We both definitely want to have kids, and that's definitely in the future, absolutely.
Awesome. And would just a last question about Angelina. I don't want to start prying too much here, but would you like to do something with her storyline-wise, where you guys are, your marriage is acknowledged, kind of like the relationship with Magnus and Mickey James is acknowledged, or would you just kind of prefer to keep that off television?
No, we would. I mean, I'm very proud to be with her, and hopefully she's proud to be with my sorry ass. So we'd absolutely love to. We talk about that all the time, and and she's so good, So I would learn a lot, to work with her and stuff, and it would be really cool for, her to do something a little bit different too. And we're very excited about it. Hopefully, we can make it happen.
Cool. And you're teaming with Eddie Edwards, currently in the midst of the Best of Five series with Austin Aries and Bobby Roode for the vacant TNA tag titles. How much of a challenge is it to work a Best of series, just whether it's five or seven, just in terms of the matches not becoming too repetitive? I think you guys have done a great job of that thus far.
Yeah, it's it just really really goes to show that the creative flow that we have between all four members, Eddie Edwards, myself, Bobby Roode, and Austin Aries. It's all four people really bring something unique to the table, and we can really bounce ideas off each other and come up with something really collectively that's just really something special. And it's been great. I mean, TNA has been kind of a challenge for me since we got there. We've been placing different matches, whether it be like ladder man matches or handicap matches with the Bromans, and then we had, the whole TLC-type matches and feud with the Hardys and the Dudleys, and we had straight-up wrestling matches, and, it's been a really good experience being able to put in different situations, get out of our comfort zone, and do these. So I think we're handling it well. I'm very excited, and we're learning a lot, so it's ready for the next match.
With a best of five, do you guys start at the end? Do you kind of know where, you want this thing to peak, or do you just take it match by match and go from there?
We just take it match by match. We kind of have a general idea how we want things to evolve and progress and everything. So we have a general thing, but it's one of those things where you once ideas start flowing and people get excited about things and one thing leads to another, it kind of just starts being more just about the match at hand. So it's we try to make each match different, but each match special and unique in its own way.
Are you starting to fear the TNA tag titles are cursed? You've been hurt. Eddie's been hurt. There have been other injuries along the way. It's getting a little scary.
The bottom line, what it really all breaks down to is, wrestling is not, an easy sport. It's a very physical and very tough sport. And it is what it is, man. Honestly, me breaking my leg, which wasn't even that bad of a break, but really took me out for a long time, was I tore my calf, which sucked. That was the first real legitimate injury, like bone-breaking injury I've ever had in professional wrestling.
Wow.
So it's like, I've been extremely extremely fortunate, and stuff like that, and known how to train to avoid injury. And And that's it, you know, then Eddie breaking his heel, that just sucked. So it was like, but the good news is I think hopefully, you know, knock on wood, we've gotten all our injuries out of the way, and now we can just smooth sail for the next, you know, 7 or 8 years.
Now, you mentioned all the teams you've worked with, Team 3D, the Hardys, Aries, Rude, Broman. I mean, the list goes on. Do you fear at all that you're going to start to run out of fresh opponents in TNA?
No, we don't, because, I mean, TNA is really good about always, you know, I'm in constant contact with the people, you know, behind the scenes about, like, new and upcoming talent. They're always looking at new. I mean, if you look at TNA, we debut a lot of talent very frequently, so, you know, they're always looking at teams, and there's a few teams out in the independent scene where we have our eye on now we'd like to work, and TNA is talking to him. So, I mean, TNA will always keep a supply because TNA puts us a real great focus on the tag team division, which, you know, obviously is great for us. So it's I don't fear that at all.
Now, do you have that type of relationship where, you know, you see someone on the indie scene you'd like to work with, you feel comfortable going to someone in management going, hey, you know, get these guys in here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I could. Yeah, absolutely. No question at all.
Anybody out there you care to mention on the indie scene that you'd like to work with?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great teams. I've always thought Jake and Dave Chris, they're in Ohio. I think they wrestle as Ohio's for Killers. I think those guys are great. You know, I told those guys a long time ago, man, just get in shape, and because the wrestling's spot on, and they really have done that. So I think I hope we're going to see them in TNA in the near future. I think they'd be a really great team for me and A to work. And I mean, there's just a lot of really great teams out there. You know, Drew Gulak and Biff Busick. And I mean, those are a really great tag team. And I think it'll just be, for every one or two that I mentioned, there's 20 more I'm forgetting. You know, I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone, but, you know, the door's always open there to bring in new teams. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be exciting, you know, next few months.
Now, you're a former ROH champion, and as is Eddie, and I can't help but wonder, would you like to have another singles run at some point during your career? Are you pretty content doing the tag team thing long term?
Oh, no. I want to be world champion.
Yeah.
I love tagging with Eddie. You know, I'm first and foremost, you know, a tag team wrestler. I couldn't be prouder of the Wolves and partnering with Eddie. But, you know, at the same time, like, you know, I'm not in wrestling just to be there. I'm not happy just collecting a paycheck and showing up and doing my gig. Like, I want to be the best. You know what I mean? And really, it's like, if you don't want to be the best, you really got to ask yourself what you're doing in any sport. So I want to be world champ. Like I think I can beat Kurt Angle. You know what I mean? Like, people chalk that up as arrogance, but I see it as confidence. And it's like, you know, so I want to be world champion. I want to be X Division champion. I want to be, you know, multiple time tag team champion. I want to do everything. I might win the Knockouts title. You never know. But
there you go. When that time comes, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when that time comes and you were given a chance to be a singles, just hypothetically, if TNA management comes to you and says, who do you want to work with? I mean, is there someone on the roster that you're looking at that you'd love to have a full-on program with?
Kurt Angle.
That's your guy.
Yeah, definitely Kurt Angle. I mean, God, Jesus. I mean, right when I said Kurt Angle, I thought of five more names. Kurt Angle, Bobby Lashley, Bobby Roode, Austin Aries. You know, there's a lot of guys. I mean, Austin Aries already had a nice little thing in a Ring of Honor. We could definitely do that again. But as of right now, yeah, Kurt Angle, he's a champion. That's what I'm getting in the ring with the most.
Now, what was your reaction when the news came out that your former company, Ring of Honor, was going to be serving as the lead-in for Impact Wrestling on Destination America?
I was excited. I think it's great. You know, I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Because, you know, you have a great product in TNA, you have a great product in Ring of Honor. Two, some of the audience intermixes, but, you know, Ring of Honor is more of that die-hard audience, and TNA has more of a casual audience. I mean, and you can intermix the two, and they both bring so much to the table. And I think it's awesome, man. It's a great idea. Fight competition. You know what I mean? I want Ring of Honor to have the better show. That way it motivates us to have the better show. And that only breeds a competitive fire, which is better for the fans, which in turn is better for the product, better for the wrestlers. So I think it's phenomenal. I think that was a great move.
And I know you had, you know, kind of a rocky departure from there. Would you be interested in doing some crossover if that opportunity presented itself with TNA talent appearing on Ring of Honor television and vice versa?
Yeah, we ended things, which is really unfortunate. You know, I feel like we patched things up and, you know, everything's good. I just, I wouldn't be against, like, doing some crossover stuff. I don't have any desire to ever return there. just be, and nothing against Ring of Honor at all. I did everything there. You know, I did everything there was to do, and like, you know, I only moved forward in life, so I don't really feel like there's, it's not my time to go back there and do things. It's time for guys like, you know, like Michael Elgin and Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole to go there and make their name and go and, you know, and you know, and do all those things. And you know, of course, they have a lot of younger guys that are there too, you know. But for as far as like crossover, kind of like, you know, interpromotional things, oh man, that'd be great. You know, I'm sure everyone would want to see the Wolves versus Red Dragon. You know what I mean? So it's yeah, I'd be totally interested in doing that. It'd be great. I think both companies would benefit greatly from it.
Now, you also, I know you're obviously with TNA, recently announced that your guys' deals, I don't know if you guys re-signed or they were rolled over, but you are with the company long-term. But you did a one-and-done shot for NXT. Would you...
Yeah.
Is that door closed? I mean, that it sounded like things didn't exactly go great and you guys didn't part on the best of terms. You signed with TNA shortly thereafter. Is that one of those things where, you know, time heals all wounds and if something were to present itself somewhere down the road, you'd be interested?
No. That's unfortunate you heard that. No, things didn't end poorly at all. Absolutely not. I mean, we ended on extremely good terms. I can't move down to Florida. I can't go into their, like, I have nothing against their system. I think it's awesome. We were treated great there. No problems whatsoever. I can't give up everything I'm doing right now to just move down there and go into developmental. Just because I have school and I have, you know, a job that I like very much, and then being a critical care medic and, you know, I want to graduate, you know, college first and everything. And so, obviously, it's never a shut door, but, like, TNA, I wanted to go to TNA all along. Eddie wanted to kind of see how it went with NXT. But as soon as they said, hey, we're not going to go through, you guys can't come down here, I was on the phone and, you know, had a contract with TNA right away and, you know, was extremely happy with it. So, we'll be at TNA as long as they'll have us.
Very cool. I've always been curious about this because you guys were the American Wolves in Ring of Honor. Now you're the Wolves, and with Davey being your name, how much of an influence were the British Bulldogs, Dynamite Kid and Davey Boy Smith?
Oh, huge. Yeah, huge. That's what really brought us, me and Eddie, together, because we just started talking on this tour we did in Japan. I mean, all of our influences and stuff. And then the first time I saw Eddie, he had dreads. So I was like, oh, it looks like Davey Boy Smith. And I saw him again, he had a shaved head. In Japan, Davey White had shaved head, and I was like, shit, dude, we should be like the British Bulldogs, but we couldn't think of a name, then we wrestled in Wolverhampton, England, and we were Americans. I was like, yeah, we should be the American Wolves, and yeah, and the rest is history.
Have you had a chance to work with Davey's son yet? I know you've done a lot of work in Japan, and that tends to be where he is these days.
Yeah, I wrestled him, wrestled Harry, oh man, three or four times? Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, and I know he's doing some tag wrestling, so just to plant that seed, that wouldn't be a bad TNA feud right there either, if you have anyone's ear. I'd like to see that. You've also done some independent dates for Evolve. You've kind of returning to your old stomping grounds. Are you surprised to see them at least rumored to be in talks with WWE about doing some business together?
Yeah, it really surprised me. I don't know, obviously none of my business, so I don't know how it's all going to work out, but that's a great company, man. They have a lot of great talent. And it's good to see, you know, WWE is so intelligent nowadays that they're looking at them and being like, oh man, like there is some good talent out here. We can't just make all these superstars in a factory. We got to go out on the independents and find talent. You know, like it's really great they're doing that. You know, TNA's been doing that for years. They're really good at it. But now WWE's getting into it too. It's really good. It's really motivating for all these independent wrestlers. Like, hey man, you know, like I do have a shot. You know what I mean? So I think it's great.
We're bouncing all over the place, but I have to know. Tell me about those claw marks that you and Eddie have been wearing on your chest lately. Was this your guys' idea, or was it something that was given to you guys?
So, because of my mom, I'm a huge 80s heavy metal fan. Huge.
Hey, there you go.
I have no interest in new music whatsoever. And no one will recognize this, but in the Scorpions video for Rocky Like a Hurricane, at the end of the video, this woman does like this scratch mark across her face. And it ends up being in red paint. And I was like, man, that is so cool. Like, my first thought, I was like, dude, we should have scratch marks on our face. But I have a beard, and so it wouldn't look that good. And then I don't remember how it came about, but collectively we thought, like, well, why don't we do a scratch mark across our chest? And then that's where it came from.
Any regrets? Is it something that takes a little bit to put on or not too bad as far as time, you know, prep before the match?
The makeup lady we have, and I don't know. Hey, babe, what's the makeup lady's name? Oh, she's in the shower. The makeup lady at TNA, I don't know her name. Ma'am, she is so good. And it takes her a little while, but God dang, she does it good. And then Rebel for TNA Knockouts, actually done it a couple times. I thought she did a great job, too. So it takes a little bit of time, about, well, 30, 45 minutes for each of us. But I think it's worth it. I think it's really cool.
Now, the guy you dropped the ROH title to, Kevin Steen, off to a strong start for WWE. Are you surprised by that only because of, you know, WWE is just typically such a cosmetically driven company with Vince McMahon's taste, and here he is pinning John Cena, his first match for the company, and then you know, he ended up losing last night. But still, it's a hell of a start for Kevin Steen as Kevin Owens.
Yeah, man. I'm pleasantly surprised. I only say surprised because of the body thing, but as far as, like, his skill, his intelligence towards wrestling, that doesn't surprise me at all, because he's just so good. And just a good guy, too, you know, and well-deserved, man. I'm really happy for him. Hope this is just the beginning of things, you know, beginning of things for him. Like, you know, hope he can go on to WrestleMania and be champion. I'm sure he will be. You know, he's that good. So, yeah, couldn't be happier for him.
And final question, because I know we're up against the clock here, but I was reading your bio, and it said you were trained. You did some training with Paul Orndorff. How did that come about, and what type of trainer was Mr. Wonderful?
He was crazy. No, he was great. He was great. He was awesome. He was kind of crazy. He was. He showed me the first day of wrestling school. He showed me he had a gun in his desk.
But as far as
a trainer, couldn't ask for a better trainer. You know, he was a really great guy, great trainer. And always treated me fair. Treated everyone there that I saw fair. So I was very, very, very lucky to be a part of that. So couldn't have been happier with it.
Well, very cool. Davey, I know you will be on Impact this Wednesday, Destination America, TNA Impact Wrestling, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. You and Eddie will be discussing the recent actions of those dirty heels, Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. I'm enjoying the Best of 5 series and definitely wish you guys the best of luck in that. And thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, man.